Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as joining us on the line now is the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Owls Cowboys, Jason Berning, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So as we take a look, since district play, or postseason play, district play, whatever you want to call it, has started, your team has really refound its groove, I think, as we've gotten into the postseason. You know, you open up with a pretty dominant win over Clarion Gold, or over Eagle Grove, rather, to open up district play. You follow that up. Road trip, Sioux Central, that they've been a team that's been pretty tough up in Northwest Iowa, really the last, 5 to 10 years in the Twin Lakes Conference. You're able to come out with a 57-55 win to advance to tomorrow night's district final. But leading up to the postseason, I know definitely maybe the regular season, it was kind of getting to be the dog days of the regular season, but it definitely feels like the postseason has opened up some new things for this team, and it definitely feels like they're playing some of their best ball now heading into this district final.
But I think you're spot on. The end of the regular season, you're just trying to make it to the end, and we had some tough games at the end of our regular season schedule and the NCC conference schedule. I mean, you're battling every single night. So we dropped some games there, in February, and our kids were definitely frustrated a little bit at the end of the regular season because, games that we expected to win. And then that included, the first matchup with Southeast Valley, but I don't think our confidence ever wavered. We felt and we still feel like we were a top one or two seed in any district. And so, I think we just kind of took it upon ourselves that, we needed to go out and prove it. And once we got into, 2A action and, we felt like our matchups were very favorable. We still feel that way. And so, we were excited to get that win at Sioux Central. We felt like we matched up very favorably with them, and we did a lot of good things there to get a road postseason win, and now we're going to have to do it again on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and looking at particularly at that Sioux Central game, I think really throughout the last month of the year, it has been, a lot of the scoring has been done by Chaz Lane, who has had a fantastic junior season for your ball club. But what stood out to me at Sioux Central just how even the score column was. Huxley Lincoln-Belther with 15. Chaz still had 14 points. J.D. Morikal comes through big at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and he ends up with 12 points on the night. Having that kind of a balanced scoring sheet, how much does that change things and change a scout for a team like a Southeast Valley, or even, if you're able to find a way to get a win Tuesday into the sub-state final, how much does that change the scoring when you are able to get a balanced score sheet night in and night out?
Well, all season long, we've Chaz has been our leading scorer for most of our, I'd say a majority of our games. He's been in the upper teens to mid 20s now for, I'd say, the last 3+ weeks. And I think the strength of our team is, we have guys on given nights that can score double digits. We just try to be very balanced. Our kids are pretty good at just taking what's given, and some nights it's one guy, another night it's another guy, but Chaz has been pretty consistent, Huxley's been pretty consistent, and then we've had guys chip in. I'd say from a scouting standpoint, our statistics are not going to be probably over, they're not going to be overwhelming with our guards, our guards and our guys behind, our two leading scorers. But I can say that on any given night, those guys can really get hot. And so, that is a luxury that we have.
And as we take a look at the matchup coming up on Tuesday night over in Gowrie. Like we've talked about, you know, that was a game that your club led down in Gowrie the first time around until a fourth quarter rally from a Southeast Valley team who is very good. They've only lost one game on the year, and that was the season opener by 1 point. Since then, they rattled off 20 in a row, but your team gave them arguably one of their toughest tests to date back a couple weeks ago. And just, you know, looking back on how that game played out and now looking at the opportunity ahead on Tuesday night, you know, what are some things maybe you're looking to do maybe a little bit differently to see if that can find that is what allows you to come away with a victory in a spot in the sub-state final on Saturday?
Well, if there was any, you know, that was a game that we felt like we let slip away. But if there was any positive that came from that game, was we were able to, you know, take away some specific spots where we need to shore up a little bit. And I think number one on the list is just our press break, and then what happens after we break the press. You know, they're just so good at just being relentless, just a really pressure defense, and they take advantage of every single miscue that you make. And so, you know, we had a bunch of them in that game, and you know, I think we had 23 turnovers, and essentially, you know, with taking away the layup at the buzzer, that really was meaningless. You know, it was a 2-point game. So we feel like we just need to take care of the ball a little better, make better decisions, and, you know, and just play at our pace, play at our tempo. They want to play at a really frenetic pace. And so, you know, we have to just slow things down, take care of the ball, and just make good decisions. And, you know, and probably the second thing is we just got to stop their transition too. So we feel like we can make it a little more of a half court type of game. That would be in our best interest. But again, we have a very confident team, and you know, we're anxious to go get another shot at them.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow night against Southeast Valley down in Gowrie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was Jason Burning, the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this here on 95.7 KQWC.